Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Ches. We begin on the very last line of Yud Zayin Omud Beis. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Henry Ben Gortin. His yahrzeit was yesterday. Leizer Henech Ben Yaakov Nechemya. We're also learning today Le'ili Nishmas Francis Mel Fruma Bela Bashlomo Zalman. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. Okay, we pick up last line Yud Zayin Omud Beis. Amalei Ravina L'Rava. Ravina says to Rava, when a person writes a gate, kasvei, we turn to Yudches Amud Aleph, va'osvei v'chissei. What are we talking about over here? A man wrote a get for his wife, but he didn't give it to her. They had had obviously some sort of an argument, and he was hoping that he would be able to make things right. So the Gemara tells us, in this situation where he wrote the get, he predated it, he wrote it, let's say, 10 days ago, and now he is putting it in his pocket, in the hope that if he goes and is Mephias' wife, he goes and makes up with his wife, they'll get back together and he won't actually divorce her. So then, everything will be good and he won't divorce her. But he wrote the get in advance. And now, the Gemara says, let's say he does it, as Rashi says, in this situation, in the Dibur Masel Tifaisi, he says, Velo Yigashena, if he's able to be successful in making up with her. However, Velo Yifaisi, if he's not able to make up with her, Begarisha, he's going to use that get to be Megarisha. So in this situation, the get's going to come to a well after it has been written. So therefore, we have a problem of a get Mukdam. And all of the concerns that we had in yesterday's year from Reish Lakish in terms of the payros that the husband might use inappropriately from the Nifsei Maluk when he's already decided to divorce her, so he's no longer entitled to those payros. Or the concern of Rav Yochanan of Bas HaChoso, that the woman Rachmana Litzlan will commit zinus, but the wife is his niece, as often was the case in those days, and therefore he would be have mercy on her, and he'll predate the get, so it won't look like she committed adultery. She won't be chayavis misa. So what about all those concerns? What's going to happen to them in this type of a situation? As the top Tosas tells us over here, Pirish Bekuntris, mahu ilu chachomim b'takonosom. How will the idea that you can't use a get mukdam in this situation, all those concerns will still be present in this situation. Bein linyan znus, the basa chosu concern of Rabbi Yochanan. Bein linyan peros, the concern of the inappropriate eating of the husband of the nichsei malug, the peros of the nichsei malug, because of this get mukdam. The torfa lekuchos miyom aksiva, because he's still going and eating the peros, even though he's written the get for her. Now, Tosfos has some concerns with this pshat. It gives an alternate pshat, ayin shel the rest of the Tosfos, especially the bottom of the Nirlari. In any event, the Gemara is asking over here, how will in this situation we avoid all the concerns that the Chacham had about a get mukdam? So Amalei, this question was asked by Ravina to Rava, and Rava responds and tells Ravina, lo makdim inish parinusa lenafshei. This is an extremely unlikely situation to occur, as Rashi brings down the Ramasa lo makdim, lo rigile lem'evet hochi lanuche b'kisisei. It's very unlikely that a man who's trying to make up with his wife and not divorce his wife is going to go ahead and have a get written. He's very hopeful that this will not occur. So a man doesn't go normally and write a get in this situation. The kiven de l'nichale begerishin, he obviously doesn't want to get divorced, although he's hoping still that he'll be able to make things right in their marriage. So therefore, a person will not go and do this below makdimle, and isn't going to go ahead and make such a get. Therefore, there is no such concern in this setting. Okay. Mark continues and says, Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi another question. He says, Gitin haboy memdina sayam. Every get that comes from Medina Sayam takes a while to get there. The guy's living in England, and the get has to be sent. In those days, they weren't flying El Al. The get would have to be traveled all across Europe by foot, all the way to Eretz Yisrael. It would take months to get there. So Ravina says to Ravashi, a get that comes from Medina Sayam from abroad to Eretz Yisrael, the Michtav Ibn Nisan, they wrote it in the month of Nisan, right? And then it takes them 6 months to get to Eretz Yisrael, below Matu Ad Tishrei. It takes them 6 months to get to Eretz Yisrael. So the get's going to be written with a date on it from Nisan, and it's only going to be given in Tishrei. So, ma ha'ilu chachamim b'takonasam. Again, the concerns that we had expressed about a get mukdam, how do you get around them in this situation? As Rashi says in Dibur Masu Mahu'ilu, he says, whether again, bein the inyan peros, bein the inyan znus, whether you're going like the opinion of Reish Lakish, the concern about eating the peros inappropriately, or you're talking about the Bas HaChoso concerns of Yochanan, both of them are going to be over here a problem in this predated get. So That's the question the Ravine asked the Ravashi. The Ravashi says back to him, Amalei, Hanu Kala Isla. When a get comes from Chutz La'aretz, it has a certain call to it. As Rashi says, Ubein Inizus Bein Inyan Peros, Aboyla Suya Raya, Emas Motogita Lyoda. Everybody knows in this situation that it takes time for the get to come from the Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael. So automatically in this situation, everybody understands that the wife will have to prove, I got the get on such and such a date, and that's when all of these concerns will have to be addressed. As Rashi continues, in Dibur Maaseh Kol Islo, he says, the woman will be obligated to bring her raya. Boy, lasuya raya, emas mota gita liyoda. She'll have to bring her raya when the get came into her possession, and therefore these concerns of Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan can be ameliorated in that way. Gemara continues, says, Itmar, we said the base medrash, me emas aimonim liget. When do we count the time period of Havchana? We've mentioned this many times previously, that when a woman gets divorced or is widowed, Rechmona Litzlan, in these situations, she's not allowed to get married right away because we want to know, in case she was still pregnant from her first husband. Therefore, we want to know who the father of the child would be. If she got married right away and she didn't wait a 3-month period of time, then she got pregnant right away, we wouldn't know, was this actually a pregnancy still from her first husband, or was this a pregnancy from a new husband? So therefore, we make her wait 3 months till she get married. This way, Mistama, even if it was a 7-month pregnancy for the first husband, by waiting 3 months, there's no way that if the baby was born after a 7-month pregnancy, it would be too early to become pregnant from the second husband, and therefore we would know for certain that the baby was from the first husband. And if she didn't become pregnant from the first husband, it would be clear that any pregnancy thereafter would be from the second husband. We would know for certain who the father is. So therefore, the rabbis instituted this period known as Havchana, to be able to differentiate whether the baby would be born, it would be from the first husband or from the second husband. It would be a 7-month pregnancy from the second husband, or it was a 9-month pregnancy from the first husband. Okay, so Me'emas Aymon and Leget, when the woman gets the get, when do we start counting this Havchana period of time? As Rashi says, this Gimel Chashadim Sha'isha Tzricha Lahamtin, when do we start counting it from? Do we count it from the time that the get is given to the woman, or do we count for the date that's written in the get? So Samachlok is Rav Shmuel. Rav Amishas Nesina. Rav says it's in the time of the giving of the get, so whatever date is in there is irrelevant. When the woman gets the get, that's when that 3-month Havchana period of time starts. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel Amishas Kasiva. It's from the time that the get was written, the date is on it, and that is the time that the 3-month period of time starts. Now, Maskev Rav Nosson Bar Hoshaya L'Shmuel. Rav Nosson Bar Hoshaya says to Shmuel, according to your opinion, L'Shmuel, Yomru, people are going to say, Shtei Noshin B'chotzer Achas, Zu Asura B'zu Muteris. You can have a very unusual situation. Rashi brings down that we're dealing over here with a man who has two wives living in the same courtyard, in Mistam, in the same house. So Beis Noshin B'chotzer Achas, you have two wives of a single person. Shal Adam Echad. Shet Pirei Shliyam. He went off on a business trip. He's going out to sea, and it was dangerous. And therefore, he knew he might not come back, and he didn't want to leave them in Aguno. He didn't want to leave them to have to worry about Ibum. Let's say there were no children. Umasar Shnei Gitin L'Shtei Noshav Bo Bayom. And he gives the get to both of his wives that very day. However, the dates on them are different. Ella, Shazet Kidem Lezeh. So wife number one, Rachel and Leah. So wife number one has a get that has on it the date 1 month prior to the date that he left. And the other wife, Leah, she has a get that's dated on the day that he left. Now both of them get the get at the same time. So according to Shmuel, the first wife is allowed to get married 1 month before the second wife. Lushmuel, Zu Tinase Lusof Beis Chadoshim, the first wife Rachel, who had the predated get, so it was already 1 month into the time from the date of the get when she actually gets her get. So she, according to Shmuel, you go from the time of the ksiva, would only have to wait 2 more months. Vizu, the second one, Leah, who got the get that was dated that day that he left on the business trip, so she would have to wait 3 months. Lusof Gimel. So people are going to be shocked. Yismu b'nei Adam shrosh and iskar shu b'yomechad. People aren't going to understand. They say, wait a second, we saw Rachel and Leah both get their gittin on the same day. So how come Rachel's allowed to get married after 2 months and Leah has to wait for 3 months? So that's the question the Rav Nosson Bar Hoshaya asked the Shmuel. It's going to look like a strange thing. So Amalei Abaya responds on behalf of Shmuel to Rav Nosson Bar Hoshaya, and he says, no. Zuzman gita mochiach aleha, vizuzman gita mochiach aleha. No, you got the dates on the get. The dates on the get. Everybody said, no, well, this get, the get was dated this day, and this get was dated a month later on this day. And therefore, it's not a tamia. It's not going to be a strange thing, an unusual thing. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, we have brises in support of both Rav's opinion and Shmuel's opinion. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel. A brisa says like Rav, a brisa says like Shmuel. We start off with a brisa like Rav. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, the brisa states, Beveirish, HaSholeach get le'ishto, if a man sends a get to his wife from the Medina Sayyam, and he sends it with the Sholeach. V'nishtar Sholeach b'derach kimu chadoshim, and it takes the Sholeach 3 months to get there. So, Kishyagia get liyoda, when this woman gets the get, that's when the 3 month period of time starts avchana. Not from the date that was written, not from when he got it 3 months ago, but the Brisa says beferish like Rab. Kishyagia get liyoda, tzrich lahamtin gimu chadoshim. We make her wait the 3 month avchana period of time from the day that she got the get, even though she hasn't been with her husband. We said this previously. The avchana period of time is irrelevant from when the last time she had relations with the husband. The husband could have now been in the ICU and very, very sick on a respirator for the last 6 months, and you would think, therefore, there is no concern for avchana, but the rabbi said lo plug across the board that the day of the death or the divorce, that certainly you can't start the avchana period before then. In this situation, even though technically she hasn't been with her husband for 3 months, we have to start the avchana period from right now when she gets the get, exactly like Rav said, kishi get liyada, only from then tzrich lahamtin gimu chadoshim. Why aren't we concerned about a get yashan? A get yashan is a concern. Rashi reminds us over here that we're going to learn this on Daf Ayin Tesamid Beis, that the ain odom megarish beget yashan. A man is not allowed to write a get and then not give it to his wife because we're concerned that a get yashan, the ezo get yashan, what is this get yashan? Koshen is yachid ima meyacha shekasovala, that he sleeps with his wife or he's alone with his wife after he had written up the get, and you have to be concerned that after he wrote it up, if he sleeps with her, that get is batel umivuto. It's no good. And the reason why, the rabbi said it's no good, v'taima, shema yomru gita kodim livna. Because let's say she got pregnant from that, and then only subsequently does he give her the get. So the get has a date on it that is going to be previous to the time that they had relations. But in fact, they were still allowed to have relations. She was still a married woman. So therefore, it's going to cast aspersions. She's going to have a child, and people aren't going to remember the details. They're just going to look at the date of the get, and they're going to look at the date of the birthday of the child and say, hey, la'achas man yomu, haget called him, it was this, this abba, that this woman was a penuya. She wasn't the married woman when she had this child, and therefore to cast aspersions on the legacy of that child. And therefore, the rabbis assert a get yoshin. So in this situation, ula get yoshin, ain't choshishin, the Brisa says, because everybody knows that this was a shliach coming from the Medina Siam to Eretz Yisrael, let's say, or whatever it was, going from one place to the other. And it would take a long period of time, and there was no chance that they were secluded together during this period of time and had relations because they physically weren't near each other. Tanya Kavasi the Rav. We have a brisa that says exactly like Rav. We similarly have a brisa that says like Shmuel. Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel. What's this brisa? Hamashlish get liishto. Rashi explains that a man gives masar get lishlishi, a man gives a get to the shaliach to go and give to his wife, gidei legarsha, but he tells him, lisof gimu chadoshim, hu alach ledarko, because he tells him, give it to her in 3 months, I'm going on a business trip over here, and I don't want to give it to her right now, but give it to her in 3 months. So, hamash leges liishto, the amalo, when he says to the shaliach, al titneilo elo liacha gimu chadoshim, I want you to give it to her after 3 months have gone by. Rashi understands it that because he's going, again, off on a business trip, so therefore he doesn't want his wife to, Rachman al-Islam, be an aguna or to have concerns with Yibam if they didn't have children, and therefore he says, give it to her, but give it to her in 3 months. But he's going on the business trip right now. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says, in Dira Maskel Hamashlish, he says, Pirusha Kudrus, Wolach Ladarko, he's going off on this business trip. However, he says it wasn't necessary to say that. Ubuchinam Pirish Kane. He says that was unnecessary to explain that he's definitely going off on a business trip. Elamairi, Tosa says it could even be including Afilu Hubair, even if he's staying in the city. And he just tells the man to give the wife the get after 3 months. And that's why it says, B'davka Hamashlish, he's giving it to the Shliach, Lerusa, to add a Chiddush over here, the Afopi Shubair. Even though he's still in the city, muteris linos simiyat, that according to Shmuel, we don't concern ourselves, this Brisa says like Shmuel, that we don't concern ourselves that maybe they had lived together after he had authorized this get to be written, and therefore when she gets the get 3 months later and has the original date 3 months earlier, so now that's the havchana period of time. And Tosos adds, we're not concerned to get Yashan, the Ein Choshin to get Yashan over here. Ule'el Mokkara Shalech L'Rivusa, the Afobisha Eino Be'ir, Tzrich L'Hamtim Shloshul Chadoshim. And the previous Brisa, the Chiddush was that even though they physically weren't in the same city, according to Rav, according to that Brisa, you have to wait still the 3 months from the time that she gets the guy. The Chiddush over here is, even though he's still in the city, you don't have to wait the 3 months. We're not concerned about a get Yashan because they weren't together. Now, the Brisa continues. He tells the Shliach Hatanei Law Ela Le'achagim Chadoshim. So what's the din? Mishnas no law muteris dinosa miyad. As soon as he gives it to her, which is 3 months from the time that the get was actually written, she doesn't have to wait an additional 3 months of Avchana according to this Brisa, which is like Shmuel. She is immediately allowed to go and get married. And again, uleget yoshin in choshishin. We're not concerned about a get yoshin because shari lo nisyachima, because we know that they weren't together. They never were alone together, and therefore there's no concern about a get yoshin. So again, here's a brisa exactly like Shmuel. Now, how do we paskin? So Rav Kana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, these three great Amaroyim, Adde Mishas Kesiva, they hold like Shmuel, that you go from the date on the get, and therefore, if it's 3 months from the date on the get, then the woman doesn't have to wait any longer. She can get married right away. Whereas Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Berei, Rav Yeshua, these two great Amaroyim, Adde Mishas Nesina, they hold like Rav, that you have to go from the time of the Nesina. How do we paskin? The Gemara says, V'hilchasa Mishas Kesiva. The Gersa that we have in our Gemara is that we paskin like Shmuel, Mishas Kesiva. Now the Rashash points out that the Rif and the Rosh are not Gores this, V'hilchasa Mishas Kesiva, because in fact they say, and the Rosh writes, we don't normally paskin like Shmuel except by Dine Mamonos. In a Machlok between Rav and Shmuel, we normally paskin like Shmuel in Dine Mamonos, but in Dine Isurim, which is Issa V'heter over here, is the woman allowed to get married or not, so we normally paskin like Rav. So the Rosh, as well as the Rif, are not Goreis V'Hilchasa Mishas Kesiva, because the Rosh says the Minhag is to follow Rav. And the Torah also brings down this Machlokes, and he concludes that it goes like Shmuel, but the Ramah says the opinion of Rav is the way that we pass. Okay. In any event, Gemara continues and says, Itmar Me'emasai Kesuba Mishametis. Another Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, that's why this is brought over here, and that is, when is the Kesuba no longer able to be collected because of Shemitah's Kisofim? There is a din with Shemitah that we are nohek today, well, that's why we write a prosbul, that normally at the conclusion, some say it's at the start of the Shemitah year, others suggest that it's the end of the Shemitah year, so at the conclusion of the Shemitah year, you have to write a document, a prosbul, if you still wish to collect any debts. We're not going to go into the dinim of a prosbul, how this works, we're just, the basic din is that debts that are extant still at the conclusion of the Shemitah are normally wiped away. That's called Hashmatas Kesofim, Shemitas Kesofim, and there is a way to get around it, but normally the conclusion of the Shemitah year will erase any debt that is out there. It's basically a get-out-of-jail-free card. You don't have to go pay up your debt. Now, ideally, you should pay up your debt, and the Gemara elsewhere tells us that if the person says, no, I insist on paying the debt anyway, so then you're allowed to take it. But the basic thing is that the person has to say, no, you don't have to pay the debt. So the question that we're asking now is, a ksuba, if a woman got divorced and she's collecting a ksuba, or even if it's a widow and she wants to collect a ksuba, so does Shemitah negate her ability to collect a ksuba? So everybody agrees if she didn't start collecting a ksuba at all, and she's still living in the house of her husband, let's say in a case of widowhood, so she doesn't want to collect her ksuba, she's happy where she is, so then everybody agrees that the Shemitah's ksofim doesn't apply to a ksuba that hasn't been collected in any way and hasn't been asked to be collected. So the question is, what happens under certain circumstances where either part of the ksuba has been collected or it's been gone to court and made into a debt? What is the halacha? So this is Machlokas Rav Shmuel. Me'emasai ksuba mishabetis. When does this din of the ksuba being included in the din of Hashmatas Ksofim apply? So Rav Amar, Rav tells us, mishatifgom ve'siskof. You need both aspects over here. The wife got part of her ksuba. That's called, she was pogame her ksuba. She collected part of her ksuba. As Rashi says, in Dibra Masl Mishatifkom, Shetiparak Tsas, she collected part of her ksuba, and by collecting part of the ksuba, the Gali Daita, this revealed what she was interested in, Domedes Ligosh Vilifra, that she wants to, in fact, go and collect the rest of the ksuba as well. So Rav says you need two aspects over here. You need to be poking the ksuba, but you also need to set up the remainder. Let's say she took 10% of a ksuba, so the other 90% is now set up, and it is called Vitisko. As Rashi brings down, she sets it up, Hamosar Bimilva, the remainder, the 90% in what I just said. So that is now a debt that the husband the former husband, the ex-husband, or the yarshim of the ex-husband are now going to have to pay, as it like an IOU. The nafka lo mishum ksuba, that came about because of the ksuba, but now it's turned into a debt. And at the end of the Rashi says, now, v'chol alo shem shtar chov, it has the status of being a debt. So if you do both of these things, you're pogamid and you set up the remainder that was left after you took what you're entitled to, let's say 10%, 50%, whatever it was, the remainder you're setting up as a debt. So that is when you can have the din of shmitas ksofin. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel Amar, no, you don't have to do all of that. Even if you were just pogba, if you collected part of it, even though you didn't set up the rest as a debt to be repaid, so it's enough, Shmuel says, if you just were pogging the miksuba, even without doing the zakifa. Or alternatively, zakfa, if you didn't pogame the ksuba at all, but you said, I want to turn this into an IOU and be able to collect it whenever I want, so zakfa, alpha bishalo pogame, even though she didn't collect any of it, but just setting it up over here, so to say, starting the process to be able to go and collect it, so that would also allow hashmatas ksofim to take effect. So this is machlokas Rabu Shmuel, and again, we have a brisa that is like Rab and a brisa like Shmuel. Tani kavasi the Rab, Tani kavasi the Shmuel. What's the brisa like Rab, Tani kavasi the Rab? They aim us like ksuba mishabetes. The Brisa says exactly this scenario. At what point in time does the ksuba become able to have the din of shmitas ksofim applied to it? Mishetif gom visiskof. Exactly like Rav. You need to be pogim in the ksuba. She collects part of the ksuba and sets the rest up as a similar to a loan. And it's now a collectible document. So therefore, in this situation, you have din of shmitas ksofim on the remainder. However, if you just did one or the other, but not both, pogba, if she collected part of it, but lo zakfa, didn't set up the remainder as like a loan, or zakfa, the lo pogba, or if she set the whole thing up to be collected, however, she didn't collect any of it yet, so then the brisa states, like Rav, eino mishametis asha tifkom visiskov, unless you do both of them, the shmitas ksofim doesn't apply to this type of a scenario where she didn't do both, tifkom and tiskov. Ah, tanya kavosi the Rav. And we have a brisa like Shmuel, Tanya Kavasi Shmuel, because this brisa says, Ones, if a woman was Rachmana Litzlan raped, that's Rashi tells us this is a person who Rachmana Litzlan raped a Besula, so there's a financial penalty of Hamish Kasef, or Knas. Knas is Motzi Shemra. This is when the husband accuses his wife of not being a Besula. And Tosfos points out over here that Knas is Motzi Shema Mishum de Lesbe El Knas, because there is only the penalty over here. There isn't any Boshes or Pagan, because they had relations, because they were married. So that's why it's only called Knas, as opposed to the Ones, which is also a Knas. Nevertheless, there's also Boshes and Pagan in that situation. There are other financial payments because he assaulted her, and therefore, in that situation, it's not called knas, even though there is a knas there as well. And likewise, upitoy, ones umifata, if she is seduced. So then there is a payment over here for the woman who, Rachmana Litzlan, had willingly been seduced and had these relations premarital. So in this situation, in all of these, ones, knas, upitoy, as well as the Rashi says, uksubas isha, and the woman's collection of the ksuba, shezokfon bemilva, that she, even though she wasn't pogame it, she had set it up to be collected. So in this situation, any of these types of debts, shmitas kesofim occurs, bishamtim, if the end of the shmita year comes around, and these debts have not been collected, the onetz knas pitoy, or ksubas isha shezokfon bemilva, so then there is shmitas kesofim. Oh, you see from here, the brisa supports Shmuel, at least in the statement that just zakifa alone, even though it wasn't pogame, the imlav, however, if none of these things were done, for example, the ksubas isha was not set up as a milva, so then there is no din ein mishamtim, there is no din oshmitas ksofim. So we have a raya to at least part of what Shmuel said. This is the Tanya Kavasi, is actually only a raya to the part that Shmuel had said about zokfa below pogba. However, we don't have any raya over here about pogba below zokfa. But in any event, that's ein mishamtim. So certainly it's at least a partial raya to Shmuel's din. Now, me'emasai niskof in the milva. From what point is it called niskof? Mishas hamoda bedin. From the time that the Beis Din got involved. When the Beis Din gets involved and sets it up to be like a loan, so then in that situation, that is when Shmitas Kesafim will occur, according to this Brisa, and this is the Tanya Kavasi, at least partially, to Shmuel's Shita. Mark continues and says, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel adds another din, and he says, Ksuba kemaise based in Damya. The writing of a Ksuba is like a act of Beis Din. It's as if it was a document that was produced by Beis Din, because Beis Din set up that you have to write down the Ksuba. As Rashi points out, it's a Tanayr Beis Din, and therefore, Ma Maisei Beis Din Nichtavim Bayom. Just like a court act can be written down during the daytime, even though they didn't get a chance to sign it till the nighttime, the Nechtavim Balayla, it is perfectly valid. We don't concern ourselves with Mukdam in this situation. So too, Af Ksuba could be written down the Ksuba, Nechtavis Bayom, even though it's only the Nechtavis Balayla, even though it's only signed at night. Shmuel makes a comparison between the regular Maisa Basin and the Ksuba, and therefore Shmuel says that the Ksuba has all the dinim of a Maisa Basin. And we'll bring a raya from Rab that seems to support this of Shmuel, this idea of Shmuel, because Ksuba say, the Rabbi Chia Barav, Rab had a son, Chia, and at Rabbi Chia's wedding, Ichto Bayom, the Ksuba was written during the daytime, the Ichto Malayla, but it was only signed at nighttime, and obviously Rab was there, have a Rab Hasan, and the law Amalahu, Flomidi, and he didn't protest, he didn't say there's anything wrong over here. So obviously it seems that Rav holds like Shmuel. More questions that says, really? Lemok Yishmuel, Sirule, are you telling me that Rav holds like Shmuel? No, not necessarily. Asukin Baosa Inyan Habu, one could give a different teretz and not necessarily say that Rav holds like Shmuel. In this situation, they were constantly, from the day going into the night, they were dealing with the Ksuba. They have to write it up, they had to verify, they had to make the Kinyan, they had to do all sorts of activities. So even though they started during the day, they didn't finish during the day, they kept on going through the night. So therefore, it's considered as if it's all written at night. So Asukin Baosa Inyan Habu, and that's why, in this situation, is it considered acceptable? But not because Rav holds it. Normally, the Ksuba is a Maisa Beis Din and could be written in the morning and then signed at night. The Tanya, because we learn in the following Braisa, Amar Bielozah by Rebbe Tzadok, Rebbe Elozah by Rebbe Tzadok said, Lo Shanu, we only said this din, that a document written during the day cannot be signed at night. Lo Shanu, Elok Yishein Asuk in Bosinian, if they haven't been involved in it the whole time. They wrote it at 10 in the morning, then they went away, they had lunch, then they spatsiered in the afternoon, and then they signed it at night. That's when it's no good. Kishen Asuki Bosa Inyan. However, Avol Asuki Bosa Inyan Kosher, if they're involved in it and working on it all afternoon and it goes into nighttime, then it's not considered a problem that it was written during the day and signed at night because Asuki Bo. So that could be what Rav held over here, and therefore you can't bring me a raya necessarily that Rav holds like Shmuel. So no raya can be brought. Okay, Gemara continues and quotes the Mishnah, said, Rabbi Shimon was Machshir. Rabbi Shimon was not concerned like the Chachamim were for the reasons of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about a get mukdam. Rabbi Shimon said, no, it's perfectly fine. So Amar Rava, we explained already, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what is the rationale behind Rabbi Shimon saying that we're not concerned? Because Kesavar, Kivin Shinosan, Ein of Ligarsha, Shuv Ein Lo Peros. Because he says, he is not entitled to the Peros from the time that the get is dated. So therefore, as soon as he plans to go and divorce her, Shinosan, Ein of Ligarsha. So in that situation, Hitaka is not entitled to the payros. And therefore, what's the problem with a predated get, according to Rabbi Shimon? The date on the get is actually the 100% correct date that he is no longer entitled to the payros of the Nechseva Luk. Okay. However, we have a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan on this understanding. Amar Reish Lakish, lo hichshir Rabbi Shimon eloli alter. Rabbi Shimon said that this get muktam is only good when it was written on one day and immediately signed on the next day. So let's say it was now Dalet Sivan. So they wrote a Dalet Sivan in the afternoon and they signed it on Hey Sivan at night, or gave it over on Hey Sivan at night. So that is considered acceptable, Reish Lakish says. However, Avo Mikan, the Anasari Yamin, but if it's a period of time that's much longer, for example, 10 days, so it was written 10 days previously, and only now is it signed, so then that is not acceptable. Then we are concerned, even Rabbi Shimon, about a get muktam. Lo, Avo Mikan, the Anasari Yamin, lo. We turn to Yivches, Amud Beis, and we explain, because Chayshin and Shema Pius, we have to be concerned that he wrote it 10 days ago, and meanwhile he made up with his wife, and therefore they were living together, and we have to be concerned about a get yashin. As Rashi says, that maybe ba'aleha, they have a get yashin, maybe they had relations. So therefore, for such a long period of time, we have to be concerned that maybe they made up, at least temporarily, and therefore, chayshin and shema pies, as opposed to if it was 5 in the afternoon that they wrote it up, and they signed it at 10 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, so there was no opportunity for the concern about a get yashin. That's Reish Lakish's approach. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan Amar, Afilu Mikan V'Adasar Yomim. There is no time period over here. Even if the get was dated 10 days earlier, and now it's given out, we're not concerned about Shema P.A.'s. Why is that? Because in Isa de P.A.'s, if in fact they had made up Kala Islay Lemilsa. Everybody would know about it. Rashi says very interesting that Hashreinim Vashreinos, the next door neighbors, the men and the women, Shomim Tagar Uktoto Shabin Ishlish, though they never hear them constantly fighting. The Kasher Yishkot, and if it suddenly became quiet, all of a sudden for a couple of days there's no quiet, no fighting. The Kasher Yishkot is Rivam, it's silent. So then Hakol Magishim, everybody knows that they're no longer fighting. So in this situation, Rabbi Yochanan says we don't have to be concerned, Shema Piers. We would know if they were Piers. The fighting was going on and going on and going on. So there's no Piers over here. There's no concern that they got back together and made up. And therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan says if it was 10 days before, there's no concern because Kol Islay Lemilsa. Everybody would know if they had made up, and the fact that everybody, unfortunately, heard them still fighting, so therefore there's no concern about Chayshin on Shema Piyes. Itma, they said the base Medrash, Amalei Asara, if a man said to 10 people that were there, Kisu get liishti, go write a get and give it to my wife, so write a valid kosher get, sign it, and give it to my wife. So Amar Rav Yochanan says, of those 10 men are there, Shnayim Mishumedim, 2 of the 10 have to go and function as witnesses, and the others were kula mishum tanai. The others sign because of this concept of tanai. What does that mean, tanai, over here? So Rashi explains, in Dibur Masel Rav Yochanan, Shnayim, min niskavi lachdom bo l'shem edim. 2, he had intention to go and be the valid edim, and the others were kulam lo hechtim bo ela levayshav rabim. He wanted to publicize that he's divorcing her, and he wants to have 10 people on this get, so it's a public event. But tanai gomur hitil beget zeh. The low level gita el imkain chosin bokula is basically saying, I want 10 people on this get. 2 are needed for the witnesses of the get. The other 10 are just to be mevayisha. And if you don't do that, I don't want this get to occur. So it's a tanai of the get that it must be signed with 10 people. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So Amr Lasara Kisu get liishti. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishnai Mishum Edim Bukula Mishum Tanai. The other 8 have to go sign it. So you don't need them technically as witnesses, but they have to be there as a tanai of the get. Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish Amar. No, Kula Mishum Edim. All of them function as Edim. As Rashi says, Niskavein Lahachasimam. That was his intention, that there should be 10 witnesses on the get. Now, what are we dealing with over here? Hechidami. Ilei Modulo Amar Luhu Kulchem. If he didn't say to all of them, all of you, Kisu Get Lishti. Kulchem Kisu Get Lishti. If he didn't say that, so then we learned already in the Mishnah, this is on Daf Samach Vav, Vatnan, Amali Asara, Kisu Get Liishti. If a man just said to a group of 10 people, write a get for my wife, it would be adequate, Echad Kosev Ushnaim Chosev. Somebody writes it up, and only 2 signatories are necessary. 2 of them can sign. You don't need all 10, because he didn't say Kulchem. So that can't be our case over here, that he didn't say Kulchem, Ella, the Amalu Kulchem. So it must be that in our case he said Kulchem, and Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, the Machlokis as to why all 10 have to sign. Rav Yochanan says, 2 are witnesses, and the other 8 offer the Tanai, that he wants to be Mavayish of the Rabbim, and Reish Lakish says, no, all 10 of them have to function as witnesses in this situation. So what's the Nafkamina? It might be Nayu. Bottom line is, both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, all 10 have to sign, so what difference does it make whether it's 2 and 8, or it's just 10? So Ikar and Nayu, there's an afkamina between them. The difference is the chosum bei trei minayu biyome. Let's say 2 of them signed on day 1, and then the enoch, the other 8 mikan viada sariyamim, they signed over the next 10-day period of time. If you're telling me, like Rav Yochanan, that it's because of Tanai, so then, bottom line is, they all signed on it. Man diyama mishum Tanai, so then kosher, no problem, because you fulfilled the Tanai. If you say, I'm giving you this get, if you jump up and down 10 times, so even if you don't jump up and down 10 times today, whenever you jump up and down 10 times, that's when the get takes effect. So the 2 that signed it, that made it a valid get. And in order to fulfill the Tanai, the other 8 had to sign it, but the Lav Davka had to sign it that day. And if they signed it any time during the next 10-day period of time, Lav Dafka 10 days, they've just signed it. So then, in that situation, the Tanai has been fulfilled. It was a kosher get with the 2 witnesses, and it's perfectly kosher. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan would say. However, Reish Lakish would disagree. Reish Lakish says that they have to all sign at the same time. On the get, they all have to be there together, signing on the same time, because they're all 10 witnesses. Therefore, according to Reish Lakish, it would in fact be possible, because the Edim can't sign over a 10-day period of time. They have to all sign at the same time. That's nafkamina number 1. Inami, nafkamina number 2 would be, kigon shenim tzu echem mihem karav apostle. If one of these 10 people was invalid to be a aid on this get, either they were a relative, or for some other reason, they were apostle. So, leman diyam mishum tanai, according to Rav Yochanan, that you only need 2 valid witnesses, and the other 8 are there because of the tanai, so the tanai could even include a karov apostle. And therefore, kosher, the get would be kosher. But according to Reish Lakish, all 10 of them are witnesses, so then pasul to get would be no good because you have one pasul of witness. Even if you have 100 witnesses on a get, and one of them is pasul, so then it ruins it, even though the other 99 are perfectly good. One karov, a pasul witness, will ruin all the others. So according to Reish Lakish, where all 10 are witnesses, and not 8 of them are being for a tanai, all 10 are witnesses, so Reish Lakish will say that's no good if one of them is a karov or a pasul. Now the Gemara discusses this a little bit more. According to Rav Yochanan, who says that as long as two of them are kosher witnesses, the other 8 are just tanai and could even be a karov pasul. So the Gemara says, if the karov pasul was one of the first two to sign, so then we have a machlokes. Some say, nevertheless, it's still good because you still got the other witnesses and you'll have two kosher witnesses. So he wasn't signing as a witness. He did the tanai before the chasima of the kosher witnesses. So amrili kosher. Some say it's kosher. But others say, no, probably pasul, because the fact that he signed first shows that he's a witness and he's a karov pasul. He's not a good witness. So the Gemara explains, amrili kosher. According to the opinion, it says, even if the karov pasul signed first, it's still a kosher again. That's because Tanayu, because even though he's signing first, he's signing, so to say, as part of the Tanai. Others, however, say, I'm an apostle, because Asaliya Chalufe Bishtaros the Abba. They're concerned and say, yes, there are other kosher witnesses, so technically the Karov Apostle is only signing as the Tanai, but since he signed first, people aren't going to be aware of that, and they'll say, a Karov Apostle is allowed to sign a document, and therefore could come to make a terrible takala on other documents where a Karov Apostle is not allowed to sign. Maisa Shohaya. How do Amalul Yasara? There once was a case where a person said to 10 people, I want you all to go write a get on behalf of my wife. Kisu get liishti, go write and sign and give the get to my wife. So, chosun beitre minayu biyome, 2 people went and signed the get on the day that it was written. The Enoch and the other 8, mikan viat asara yomim. The other 8 signed it subsequently. Maisa shahaya. Now, do we paskin over here that this is acceptable or not acceptable? So also lekame the Rav Shua ben Levi. So such a ma'isa came to Rav Shua ben Levi and Amalei. And Rav Shua ben Levi said, and we turn to your testament, Aleph, Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon. Now this is not talking about Reish Lakish. This is talking about from our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, who had said, as Rashi points out, the Amal Nichta Bayom V'Nechtam B'Layla is kosher. Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon L'Smoch Allah. It is acceptable to follow in this situation. B'Shasat Chaki certainly can rely upon Rabbi Shimon that this is acceptable. So it is a kosher get, Rav Shimon Levi said. The Gemara says, "Bamar Reish Lakish lo hichshir Rabbi Shimon elul yalter." According to Reish Lakish, it was only good if it was done that afternoon and that night. But Avul Mikami Adasar Yom lo. But Reish Lakish had said, "No, that's not Rabbi Shimon's opinion." So the Gemara says, "Yeah, 100%." In this situation, Bahi Rav Yochanan Sirule. Rav Shimon Levi held like Rav Yochanan that argued with Reish Lakish and said, "Even Mikami Adasar Yom is acceptable." But the Gemara says, "Well, Rabbi Yochanan, shnayim mishum edim, v'kulam mishum tnai." So, if you're holding like Rabbi Yochanan, so then it's not a problem that the other 8 signed it later on. Rabbi Yochanan says that that's perfectly acceptable. So, why did you have to go on to this shita of Rabbi Yochanan within the shita of Rabbi Shimon? You should have just said he passes like Rabbi Yochanan. So, it says no. Bahi Reish Lakish relay. In that respect, he holds like Reish Lakish that all 10 are witnesses. So once you hold that all 10 are witnesses, so then you can't say the other 8 can sign it at a later point in time. Then how come it was good? Why did Rabbi Shimon Levi say it was good? Because he held like Rabbi Shimon, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that as long as they sign Mikan V'Yadasar Yamin, that's acceptable. So he held in some ways like Reish Lakish, in some ways like Rabbi Yochanan, and that's how Rabbi Shimon Levi paskind over here, that Kedai Hu Rabbi Shimon L'smoch Alav. When you understand the Tana, Rabbi Shimon, in the way that Rabbi Yochanan understood him, in terms of Mikan, the Adasar Yom, that's acceptable. So that's how Rabbi Shimon Levi paskind over here that the get was a valid get. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.